Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
There's a new documentary out, and it's about a singer, songwriter, homegrown guy from Libertyville, Illinois. And he is on the line with us right now. This is Ike Riley. Hi, Ike.
Hi, Wendy. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. We're also going to throw in the director and producer, Mike Schmiedler, on the air with us. Hi, Mike.
Wendy, glad to be here.
All right. I watched this documentary, Don't Turn Your Back on Friday Night. I am completely wowed. I can't wait to talk to you about this. But I have to admit, you guys, Ike, I am so embarrassed that I wasn't as familiar with you as I should have been. One of my old radio partners, Tony Fitzpatrick, is featured in here. He's done the artwork on a couple of your albums. Maybe Tony could have told me about you?
Well, I can't make excuses for your failures, Wendy. I'm sorry.
I can't ask you to. I really can't. All right. So, Tony, you have a lot of great friends. Tony Fitzpatrick, local artist extraordinaire. Dave Pasquese, who's a great actor. I love him. Mark Sapelsa, former TV anchor. Stephen King is a fan of yours. And you have such a following. Let's start at the beginning, all right? You were a gravedigger, then you were a doorman at the Park Hyatt on the corner of Michigan and Chicago. I'm pointing to it right now. And then a frontman of your own band. And you got your first album deal. How old were you, Ike?
40.
40. Okay. This confuses me. You were playing all over the place. You get your first record deal, 40 years of age. Why did it take so long? You are amazing.
You know, I don't know why it took so long. I wasn't like, I stopped playing too for 5 or 6 years, and then I kicked it up again. And the second time I started, I got a deal. I don't know why it took so long, but it wasn't like I was waking up every day saying, God, I need a record deal. You know, I was waking up every day and writing songs and living my life, you know.
Yes, and I saw that in the movie. I have to mention that you grew up with Chris Farley, and I loved him too. I mean, really.
I didn't grow up with Chris. Chris and I went to college together.
Oh, that's right.
Rugby together.
That's right.
But, yeah.
And I noticed that there's Father Matt Foley in the film. And what's the connection there? That name kind of sounds familiar.
Well, I did grow up with Matt Foley. He's one of my best friends. We grew up in Libertyville together, and we ran around together and still run around together. He and Chris Farley and I, we played rugby together, and Chris paid homage to Matt by naming his inspirational speaker character after him.
Love it. I just love it.
Even though they're not similar.
Well, I didn't know.
I don't know.
I didn't know the real Father Matt Foley, and after seeing him in the film, yeah, I didn't think of Chris Farley at all, and that cracked me up. All right.
The real Father Matt Foley is a human, that has devoted his life to the service of the poor, and he's an extremely admirable dude that I've known a long time, and I was glad that he was willing to be in the film, and you know, he and I are super close friends, and we have a lot of diverging opinions and beliefs about the world, and we coexist with total love for one another. So it can be done.
Yes, it certainly can, and it needs to be done more where you have differing views, but you can still love one another. Seriously. All right, let's pull in Mike Schmiedler here. Mike, you have told such a story about Ike, and there are a lot of ups and downs and losses. This is a really beautiful, eloquent story.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I mean, it's all about source material, right? Every good filmmaker will tell you it's all about the source material. And, you know, with Ike, I knew I had really amazing, great source material and a phenomenal surrounding cast. His band, his family's amazing. You mentioned Tony, who's outstanding, Dave Pasquazi. Lynn Bramer plays a great, you know, part in this. We're very glad to have Lynn before he passed on here. Tom Morello also ended up being an executive producer in the film in addition to being a great interview for us. So a lot of great voices, and really I can't thank Ike and his family enough for being open to sharing their whole experience. I mean, it's one thing for an artist to share their art with you, but it's another thing to share their family. And I knew his family, and I knew that they were such an important part of him and his story and influence his music that I wanted to get kind of a really holistic look at him as a person to see how and where his song making is coming from.
His body of work is artistically very formidable. I was over at Rick Rubin's house, and he said, this guy was 20 years old, he'd be a superstar. He's an artist that the world deserves to hear.
Don't Turn Your Back on Friday Night. Now, that was Tom Morello of Rage Against the Machine that we just heard from. And this was fascinating to me. He said when he and his mom moved to Libertyville in 1965, he was the first person of color to ever reside within its borders. Tom escaped, but Ike, you stayed. Why?
Because I'm not black. No. Tom, you know, was academically in a different place than me. He went to Harvard. I stayed. I don't know. The only escape I did was in my own head. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, you were writing songs like a madman. And all right, let's talk about your family, because this is what blows me away. So you met your wife, Kara Dean, when you were 5 years old at a birthday party. What? How long have you guys been married now?
39 years, maybe.
Good God, y'all. And how many songs have you written that are some kind of apology to her?
Oh, I've never done anything I've had to apologize.
Oh, yeah, right.
I don't know. I guess the women in my songs represent, are, you know, all represent her in some way, maybe.
Well, she is the whole family. All right, here's the thing. The pandemic hits. I still can't believe we went through that. The lockdown, it was like Twilight Zone. So you can't go play gigs because everything's closed. So you start making music with your three sons. It becomes a family business. The Ike Riley Family Quarantine Hour starts streaming. It's hard enough living together during the lockdown. How was it working together?
Saved us, you know? I mean, it gave us something to rally around, and my boys, you know, I wouldn't subject them to, you know, I never said, their experience with music was purely osmosis, you know. Our house was full of musicians and artists coming and going, and they saw it, and the only real talent they had my oldest son is a great songwriter. The other guys are starting to write, but I think their talent was their inhibition. And so we just started singing. And then, you know, it became kind of second nature to them. And then my band, you know, Phil Carnatz, Dave Cotini, Peter Cimbalo, Adam Cryer, were very open to those guys going on the road with us. And it became kind of a pretty magical and cathartic experience that we're just leaving now again today to go out and do some more shows. So it was not difficult to work with them. The only thing that's difficult for them is when I'm not working.
Yeah. Well, like I mentioned, there are a lot of ups and downs involving you, your family. All right, you had a basketball hoop in your house. I've never seen that before in my life.
Not from somebody that's 5'8", probably, but, you know.
Yeah, Michael Jordan had one, sure, but.
Yeah, well, yeah, you know, we did. I don't know how to, you know, I like basketball. You always want things you can't have.
That's true. All right, so let's talk about how do people see Don't Turn Your Back on Friday night. Mike Schmiedler, why don't you answer that one?
Absolutely. You can get it right now. You can pre-order it on Apple TV Plus right now. And then on Tuesday, August 27th, it's going to be on 10 different streaming platforms, Apple TV Plus, Amazon Prime, Google Play, really almost any streaming platform you have. You can get it on demand to either rent or buy. And then it's also going to be on Comcast Xfinity, Fios, Verizon, pretty much every cable as well. But that's Tuesday, August 27th, on demand everywhere.
All right, Ike, like I said when we started this out, I'm embarrassed that I didn't know about you sooner. You are truly one of the most amazing storytellers. I am so sorry I was late to the Ike Riley party. And your music just brings together so many things like blues, rock, folk, country, punk, rap. There is no way to pinpoint a genre for your music. It is just fabulous. That's all I can tell you.
Well, thanks. I also would need to say this film, you know, Mike approached me with it, but his co-director, Michael O'Brien, has been working with me for 25 years, and he co-wrote it, co-directed it, and he's the editor. I was leery about the whole process because it's so personal, and aside from the subject matter, they made a really incredible film. In fact, your buddy Tony Fitzpatrick said it's the best biopic of an artist that he's ever seen in his life. So, and he's the greatest artist I've ever seen in my life. So.
And he's seen a lot of movies. Trust me on that one. The thing that touched me, and Mike, you had something to do with this, but Ike gave you the material. Ike, you have such wonderful relationships in your life. Your wife, your kids, your bandmates, your friends, your mom, your confessor and or priest. That's what really matters. That's what I picked up from watching this movie. So a great job to all of you. And you are very lucky, Ike, and so talented.
Thanks, Wendy. I am, you know, Tom Morello says I'm the George Bailey of Libertyville. You know what I mean? No, I'm really fortunate to have, my bandmates are my close friends. You know, I live a block from my mom. I've got a ton of people that support me in every way you could imagine. The guys I grew up with in Libertyville. And, you know, just a guy that writes stuff down on cocktail napkins and screams it in nightclubs. So I'm lucky, yeah.
And you're a grandpa. What are you called, grandpa? Or pop-pop or what?
Papa.
All right, cool.
Papa. Yeah, I got a lot of offspring running around, you know?
Well, I love it. Congratulations. A lot of awards won from Don't Turn Your Back on Friday Night. Producer, director, Mike Schmiedler, and amazing songwriter, musician, Ike Riley. I want to be president of your fan club now.
Wendy, I think that position is vacant, and there is a very, difficult audition process, but I think you can pass.
Great to talk to you. Best of luck with everything. Thank you very much. You can go to IkeRiley.com.